So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlekes regarding hagoyses vayetzi laharik shehizik. If a person on his deathbed or that was sentenced to death caused damages, the Tanakhama says im hizik pater. If the geyses caused damage, he's not liable, which essentially means yershin pater. His heirs are not liable to reimburse the victim. Or Rabbi Yossi says im hizik chayiv. If the geyses caused damage, he's liable, which essentially means yershav chayiv. His heirs are liable to reimburse the victim. I think Morph has two approaches in this machlekes. The Yosef holds that demei hezek, liability for damages, is considered a milvapeh, an undocumented loan, because loyomid bedin kavim lamisa, the mazik died before the bezin could issue a judgment. And they disagree in whether milvapeh gavim in the yershin, whether the nizik, who is considered a creditor of an undocumented loan, can collect from the heirs of the geisus. The Tanakhama holds milvapeh in the gavim in the yershin. Therefore, the nizik cannot collect the demei hezek from the heirs. While Rabbi Yossi holds milvapeh gavim in the yershin, therefore the nizik can collect demei hezek from the heirs. Rava says perhaps all agree that milva peh ain't a gevim in the yershin. Rather, they disagree in whether milva ksuva bat teira ksuva b'shtar damya, whether an obligation imposed by the Torah, such as the mei hezek, carries the weight of a documented loan. The Tanakhama holds milva ksuva bat teira lav ksuva b'shtar damya. A teira obligation does not have the strength of a documented loan. Therefore, ain't a gevim in the yershin. Rabbi Yossi holds milva ksuva bat teira ksuva b'shtar damya. A teira obligation does have the strength of a documented loan. Therefore, gevim in the yershin. The Gemara cites a braisa regarding hayyitzi laharik, a person that is about to be executed, who requires a carbon chatas v'ashem for a different aver. It depends. Hayyazevach zavuach ba'isa shah, maznulav midam chatasi umidam ashamai. If the carbon were already slaughtered, the kahanim sprinkles the blood before the execution. Ein zavach zavuach, ein iskakanlai. If the carbon is not yet slaughtered, we proceed with the execution and the carbon is left and becomes disqualified. And we do not delay the execution in order to save and bring the carbon, because she'im ma'an nazdina, we do not delay an execution because it's distressful to the convicted. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'isha she'yatz laharig, ein mamtin la'achatelet. A pregnant woman that was sentenced is executed immediately, and we do not delay the mis until she gives birth, because dachad gufu, the uber is considered a part of her body. And the pasuk of Eishas ish azinsa states, u'meisu gam shnehem. Thus the superfluous word gam teaches l'rabbis as avlat. However, if the woman is already seated on the birthing stool, we delay the mis until she gives birth, because kimin da akar gufachrinu. Since the uber detached from the mother, it's considered a different body. Nachman Mishmul says, "Isha sheyashva lamashber mesa b'shabbes mevin sakin makarin es kreisa umetzin es avlat." If a woman seated on the birthing stool dies on Shabbos, we're permitted to carry a knife through Rishus Rabim and remove the uber, because mesveka mechalin shabata. We desecrate the Shabbos even for a possible saving of a life, even though in the case of an uber, it was never confirmed to be alive. The Mishnah continues, Ha'isha shenerga nenen besaira. The heir of an executed woman is permitted in all benefits. However, behema shenerga asurabana, the heir of an executed animal is forbidden all benefits. The Gemara asks, V'mai isur hanoninu, why is the heir of the woman permitted? The byproducts of a dead person are forbidden. I think Gemara offers two approaches. Rav explains, Saira asura. Indeed, the woman's heir is forbidden. And even pay a nachras asura. Even if she wore a wig, it also becomes forbidden because gufuhu, the wig is considered part of her body. However, the Mishnah is a case of Boimeris tenu sari labiti mutter. The woman wore a wig and specified that the wig should go to her daughter. It's permitted because, as Rashi explains, Galya daita delay nichala de tahavaka gufa. She indicated that the wig is not a part of her body. Rav Nachman Yitzchak disagrees and says, Sari mutter. Even the woman's own hair, and certainly her wig, is permitted, because misasa israsa. Regarding a mace, the actual death causes the isur hana. Therefore, only the parts that are affected by misa become asur, but her hair that's not affected by misa does not become asur. While sar behema asura, the animal's hair is forbidden because gemar dina israsa. Regarding behema, this causes the isur hana. Therefore, all parts that are attached to the behema at the time of the gemar din, such as its hair, become asur. Hanulof Parakol Marichin Rabakshim completed the first parak of Mesechta Zerachin, and we begin the second parak in the Rachin in the next year, Be'ezus Hashem.